We need revolution. We need change. We need revolution. And we need change. And we need you to let go of all of the things that make you feel afraid. And we need you to set fire to all of the things that no longer serve you. We need you to let them go so you can become, so you can find all of the things that are living inside of your mind. All of the things that are searching for you. But in order for you to find them, you need to let go. And you need to follow your truth. And perhaps that means letting go of things that you're holding on to tightly. Perhaps it means becoming something else entirely. Perhaps it means trusting yourself in a new way. And perhaps it means saying you're ready to become the fire and you're ready to become the change. Welcome to another episode of Celestial Sweets. We're going to be going to a new world today. Or better said, we are going to be sharing worlds today. You won't only be hearing the thoughts and the wonders of me, Audio Slut. You're also going to be hearing the thoughts and visions and dreams of Marb's World. For those unaware, Marb is the amazing, multifaceted, multi-talented visionary who creates some of the sound that you hear in today's episode and in our previous episodes, as well as the amazing photographer who took some of our cover artwork. Marb is an all-round extraordinaire inspiration and the original Marb doll. They have a new album out that you can listen to on Bandcamp, and I advise you to be ready to be transformed and to move and shake and vibrate and to sit inside of that root chakra and rise all the way to your crown with the furiosity that they release.
But I have a plan, and the plan is to be niggas. The plan is to be niggas and to move on some maniac shit, because that's what I'm on. I'm manic today, so I love manic. You know, I hate manic depression. Love manic progression. Love you so much. Can't wait to see you.
Set fire to the person that you want to be. And if they don't get up and dance, perhaps you created a scarecrow. Set fire to the person that you want to be. And if they don't get up and dance, perhaps you created a scarecrow. I truly feel that the path towards your own personal greatness is going to look unhinged to some. And it reminded me of this saying that came to me. Set fire to the person that you want to be. And if they don't get up and dance, perhaps you created a scarecrow. This means a lot of things. But one of them is that there should be no straw gods or false idols inside of your soul. Let me say that again for the ones in the back. There should be no false gods or straw idols inside of your soul. Especially if you believe in revolution. The person you are destined to be is birthed from the source and should be renewed, rejuvenated, and reborn. white inadequacy, capitalism, patriarchy, heteronormativity does not like change and cannot afford to change. And they are afraid of their death and they are afraid of the fire. Hence why you see so many images of what this master's house looks like at the end. It looks like it's enriched by flames. And when James Baldwin speaks on the fire next time, I feel that he is speaking on us.
And if we're going to be real about revolution, if we're going to be real about a post-capitalist world where we are a resistance force, because before we can fucking defeat capitalism, we're going to have to fight. If we're going to be real about that shit, then we have to understand that in order to get there, we have to start where people go to forget about it, where people go to not engulf themselves, to not have to think about what's going on in Palestine or the Congo or Haiti, because they don't want to. It's the club is a place where people can forget and do drugs. And I'm not against doing drugs and having your fun. But I just feel like if we're going to be real about radicalizing each other, if we're going to be real about radical insurgency, it needs to happen in spaces where people are not trying to hear it, because that's where the fuck they need to hear it. That's where the fuck they need to hear it, because guess what? At the end of the day, when it's really time to fight, when it's really time to sacrifice and give up shit, the DJs who are, the white DJs who are in the clubs and who cosplay queerness and who cosplay non-binary and who cosplay all of these aesthetics that they got from black people in the 80s and 90s, they're going to be the ones who have the most security and who are not trying to get on the streets and fight with us. So literally, we have to take over the space and do it ourselves and radicalize people in the process. That is the fucking concept.
Revolution begins with the self, in the self. We better take the time to fashion revolutionary selves, revolutionary lives, revolutionary relationships. Mouth don't win the war. That's Toni Cade Bambara, a mother, a spirit, and a guide for me. And I feel like I love this quote because it asks us and it requires us to be in relationship with something that we're often afraid of, which is the self. Being on this planet and surviving this burning world requires birthing new possibilities of self. And those selves need to be resilient and they need to be able to withstand the shit show that we will face before our liberation. And revolution begins with the self, in the self. And I feel as if so many of us are making ourselves in order to be manufactured within a system that we say we want to crumble, but we still place our gold within. And I don't think that really makes sense. Or I think that contradiction is not the beautiful contradiction that is existence itself. Set fire to the person that you want to be. And if they don't get up and dance, perhaps you've created a scarecrow. The person that you want to be should be able to withstand the world that we are currently facing. And we are facing a burning world. And some of you will be set aflame. Because your whole idea of self is based upon the world which is dying. And I think that's what you see on the news. All of those politicians running, trying to withhold and withstand a world that no longer exists. Set fire to the person that you want to be, and if they don't get up and dance, perhaps you created a scarecrow. The person that you want to be should be willing to dance in the flames, and I think that they could withstand it, because the world is aflame, and some of you will be burnt by the nature of the world that is coming, and some of you will be the ones setting the flame. I think we need some substance. And I'm not here to judge or point fingers, but we need a revolution of the heart. And the only way we can do that is by becoming the power we wish and the power we seek. I have been thinking about growing revolutionary selves in community and how we must inspire each other to grow and to withstand these harsh winds. And over the last couple of weeks, Marb has been showing me that we need to become with each other and we need to inspire each other more than we need to do anything else. I think I needed someone to reflect what I am trying with each and every breath. I'm trying to grow a world and to birth worlds that will exist beyond the crumbling civilization that is now. You can buy Marbelitism on Bandcamp, link in bio, and you can follow Marb at Marb's World on IG. And of course, you can support me via my Instagram at audioslut_garden, as well as my Patreon. And remember, in a burning world, you need to be strong enough to withstand the flames and light enough to move with them. But even better, be the spark that creates the new world that's being birthed in right now. And I will see you in 2 weeks.